This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, welcome to Lay Link here with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Good evening, Basha.
Good evening, Tian.
We'd love to have some communication on our show. Please do send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us tonight in the studio at onair@joy.org.au. Now, we've got a cracking show coming up for you, Basha.
Yes, we're going to be talking about the gay panic laws and what you can do to help prevent them or get rid of them. We have an outcome on this, the Scouts of America. We have an outcome, so we're going to give you an update on that. We're going to read to you from the Effing Dykes and Femcom, and we're also going to have the event listings for this week. So quite a lot of stuff.
I'm looking forward to it.
Hopefully fit it all in.
A little bit more background about the Scouts there. Now, we remember what happened with the Scout Cub leader over in the US.
Yes.
She was respectfully stood down, one might say.
Yes.
Because she was a lesbian.
Yes, but we will get into that later.
Mm-hmm.
But something very interesting happened today.
Something awesome happened today.
Absolutely awesome. It was brilliant. So, Julia Gillard will not be speaking at the Christian Lobby anymore after offensive gay remarks were made by our good friend Jim Wallace. Sorry, I couldn't keep the... No.
No? Okay.
Yes. So she was going to speak at the Australian Christian Lobby National Conference, which is taking place next month.
Next month?
Next month. But after Jim Wallace compared homosexual lifestyle as hazardous as to your health as smoking.
Loser. You know, I don't understand why someone would say that. That's stupid.
Have you not, did you not listen to what I read from him last week?
You know, I know. He
makes
a lot of really ridiculous things,
yes.
But that really kind of just pushes it over for me.
Well, he was in Tasmania at the time. Much. Not that that's an excuse, but he's trying to get his, you know, insight into the, you know, the marriage bill that they're trying to get through in Tasmania. So he thought that this would be a good way of doing it. And it backfired at him yet again. Oh,
very
poor Jimmy.
So. Very
poor little
so.
Jimmy. Because the PM basically said that his comments were offensive and she's now decided that she will not be speaking at his conference. She's been advised and I presume she herself decided that she was trying to distance herself now from this organisation.
Which is really what she should have been doing in the first place. I don't know why. We've spoken about this before.
Folks.
I don't know why on earth she would be speaking at an Australian Christian Lobby conference anyway. That's ridiculous.
She's trying to win votes.
Yes, but really? I mean,
well, Abbott's got them in his pocket, so that's why she wanted to.
I think they could probably stay in Abbott's pocket. I think they deserve each other.
Yes,
just so. Quietly.
Yes. So there's a coup for us, but we don't know if she will be speaking at the Mardi Gras, so she might. We might
I
see her there.
I think she should. I think we should make her a giant fire crutch float that she can ride on down Oxford Street. I think that would be great for her.
Drag her up. As
you know,
in make her look like a drag queen, yes.
Tease that hair, give her some sequins and some bright blue eyeshadow and make her all pretty and put her on a float. She deserves it. She's our PM. She should wave the rainbow flag for all of us.
I think she should. That would be entertaining.
It would probably be in her ballpark too.
Mm.
Now, I actually had a really interesting piece of documentation that I came across this week.
You did.
And I mentioned it on last week's show. Basically, this is a paper, a report, one might say, that has been created by the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about discrimination in the private rental market. Now, I don't know if anyone out there has experienced discrimination in the private rental market, so that might be something as small as a real estate agent refusing to fix things because of your gender, refusing to lease to you because of your race or your age. But if you do, please let us know. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, this paper was really interesting.
It was 31 pages. How many of those 31 pages did you read?
I read all of them.
Really?
Yes, yeah, sometimes, very rarely.
Because I read all of them too.
Very rarely I will find something that interests me to a point where I can't stop reading it. And this was actually posted on Facebook by a mutual friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I was absolutely fascinated by it. It's called Locked Out, Discrimination in the Private Rental Market. And you can just Google discrimination in the rental market in Victoria.
Yeah, and it's about the first thing that comes up.
And it's pretty much the first thing that comes up. And it's called Locked Out. And it's actually a really interesting read, even though it is 31 pages long.
Yes.
But it does have some really fascinating information. Unfortunately, the only amount of people that they were able to survey... Yeah.
Well, the only respondents to the survey, there was 165, which is quite a small amount. And most of these people within a two-year period had been rejected on properties, I think anywhere between 5 and 10 rejections within 2 years.
Mm.
So I think once you get that many rejections, you then start looking for an organisation that will listen to you and hopefully help you.
Mm.
Now, they've created an inquiry line and with telephone, email and web chat. And, you know, they've got the resolution service to help in disputes. And they're also trying to get sort of an education and equal opportunity and things like that, trying to, you know, get rid of these kind of issues. So to tell people that, hey, it's okay.
I mean, basically the reason why I want to talk about this the most is because I don't think a lot of people realise that you can be discriminated against when it comes to applying for a rental property. And I think a lot of it comes down to real estate agents. They hide behind, oh, you know, the landlord said that they don't want this or they don't want that, or, you know, you don't make enough money, or no, we've got enough applicants. And I think they hide behind that a lot. So just finding discrimination and experiencing it firsthand is not always very obvious. Now, we were talking recently about the No to Homophobia campaign, which was launched last week.
Mm.
And we were going into explaining there that you can have indirect and direct discrimination. And if people don't know the differences, you can actually go and log on to that No to Homophobia website. It's quite fascinating. And it has a lot of information on there about what discrimination is. So if you think you have experienced some kind of discrimination when it comes to being in the private rental market, you should go over there and check it out, because you might find that there is a case there for you.
There is. And what I actually found interesting in the results was that where the most people were discriminated against. So where do you think would most people would be discriminated against for?
I think probably race.
No, it was having children.
Really?
Yeah, the highest discrimination was about children. Race was second. And it was like, what? Seriously?
I think age would come into it too.
Yes, young people were, students and young people were discriminated against. And also if you were in like a financial difficulty, so if you were receiving money from, let's say, and this is where the families came in, so the families were possibly receiving a second income from childcare and things like that.
Or child support or something like
that.
Yeah,
those kind of services. And even, this is where they would discriminate against them.
Even, I know there were some cases that were mentioned where people were carers for people that were differently abled, and because they were receiving a carer's allowance, they were discriminated against because it wasn't classed as an income.
Yes, there was something in here about the fact that they felt that disabled people would cause damage.
Mm.
And I thought...
What damage exactly?
I'm not aware. I couldn't make the correlation in my head. And I found these results quite interesting. The best thing of the results were, though, that I didn't see any results in there saying that anyone felt that they'd been discriminated due to their sexuality or their sexual preference.
Yeah, that was really interesting. There was actually a small amount of mention for GLTBI community members. I can never get that right.
It's
Did I
right.
get it that time?
Close.
Sort of. Okay. Yeah, there really wasn't that much mention.
There was a question in there regarding when you felt discrimination, if you felt it was about age, sex, children, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And then there was a sub-question in there. And the sub-question was, did you feel you were discriminated due to being gay, lesbian, bisexual and transgender? So they actually looked at that.
Mm. And I mean, I think it's fantastic that, you know, the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission have taken that into account, standing up and, you know, appreciating their citizens as they do. But, yeah, it is really interesting. So, look, if you do think you've been discriminated against in the rental market, we do want to hear from you. Do send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Bash, you've got a couple of bits to share with us here.
Yes, Chris sent us a message in saying that real estate agents love him and he doesn't know why. So maybe, Chris, you should rent out your services when people are having difficulty and help them out.
Maybe you could be a mediator.
Mm.
Mm. So you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy, and we are bringing to you lots of little delectable bits and pieces from all over the community, aren't we?
We are.
We will be.
We always do.
Welcome back to Leylink here with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. We are so happy to be here tonight and we'd love to have some of your communication in our studio. So please do send us a text on 0427 Joy 949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, Basha, We were having a talk earlier about discrimination in the rental market.
We were.
And now we're going to be talking about the gay panic defence.
Yes.
Now, we need to explain what this is if you haven't heard of the gay panic defence yet. Gay panic basically means, it's a law in Queensland that is still
active
today, and it basically allows people that are accused of murder to defend themselves in court by claiming gay panic. And that means that if someone who they think is gay comes onto them, the sheer panic that they feel is partial justification for murder.
Yes. Now, this is a loophole. The law has been slightly changed in the last few years to basically you need to prove that there was some sort of verbal communication and stuff. So not just saying, hey, look, he looked at me funny or she looked at me funny and that was why. You have to actually give supporting evidence as to why you're using this defence.
Yes. Not necessarily by proving that the person is gay.
No.
Okay, so we are bringing this up because there is a petition online that you can sign and I can sign.
We can also.
And everyone can sign. And it's at www.change.org and you can just search for gay panic. Now, basically, they are hoping to get enough signatures, make enough noise, petition to the Office of the Attorney General that this gay panic law is ridiculous and it needs to be abolished, which it should be.
Yes.
It's not reasonable in this day and age.
No.
Now, you can go over there and you can do this, but we've got some information sort of around this case, right? So, you know, they're talking about the fact that almost all other state governments, have actually abolished laws that were similar to it.
Yes, they have.
And they refuse to admit evidence of non-violent homosexual advances in murder trials. So basically what they're saying is that if there is a murder trial and a person says, oh, but I was, you know, come on to by this person who is gay, they will not allow that in the court.
Yes.
Shut down completely.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, you had a little bit of information here.
There's a Catholic priest. His name is Father Paul Kelly.
Paul Kelly.
Now, he's one of the main advocates trying to push getting this loophole abolished.
A priest.
Yes. So it's nice to have an advocate in the church. The main reason that he is pushing for this is he runs a church in, I think it's Marysburg. And in 2008...
Maryborough.
There you go. Sorry. Oh, I knew it was something.
Maryborough Church.
There you go. And in 2008, there was a murder on the church grounds.
Mm.
Now, in the defence, these people claimed this gay panic, and the mother of the victim stated that her son actually wasn't gay, and now he's basically coming out and saying that he's trying to get this law abolished because he just sees that, well, you know, in more or less he's saying it's unchristian. It's just you shouldn't be judging a person for who they are. It's the kind of character and person that they are, and that's why he's pushing to have this done. Now, he's been quite vocal. He's currently got, I believe, nearly 200,000 signatures.
Mm.
Of those signatures, Stephen Fry, the English comedian, is one of them. And he has made news all over the world where people just cannot believe that this law still exists and that in today's day and age that there is something like this and it's still being used.
And I suppose that's another one of the reasons that it's important for us to bring it up on our show is because we want to raise awareness.
Yes.
That this does actually exist and it's on our home Australian soil. So it is very important that we all get behind it. But you can, as I said, that website is www.change.org and you can just search on the website for gay panic and get on there and sign that petition. which we highly recommend you do.
Yes, and he's talking about, that this law is encouraging a culture of hate.
It is.
And that, our society can understand that someone can lose it and lash out violently, but that they have such revulsion to certain things and that the deep prejudices and misunderstanding and fear. You know, he just finds this thing completely absurd. And, good on you, Father Paul. We like you.
I just think it's fantastic that there is actually a priest out there who's doing the right thing for once.
Hey, there's a lot of priests out there who support our cause.
There is.
And who are advocates for us. And it's nice to see. But it's nice to see that he's very much, he's not trying to change the community as such as in the people. He's trying to change the law and the attitudes towards the law, saying that these are wrong. And he's just annoyed that these things are still around, and he's finding it a concern that violent men can or women can use this defence and it'd be okay.
Mm. And it's not okay. He's going on to say here that he fears that even if he had 2 billion signatures, it wouldn't change the present government. So that's kind of taking a little bit of a dig at the government up there in Queensland at the moment. But that's not surprising considering that they have come back on the same-sex marriage, civil partnerships. They've taken that away. How can you instate, something like that and then take it away? I don't know.
Well, that's a issue for another show, I think.
An issue for another show.
But yes, please, we're going to put the link on the website. Please go and sign this petition and try and get as many people as you know to sign the petition. We want to show our support to him and the cause and get rid of this absurd law.
Mm. Look, if you do want to go and check out the joy.org.au website, you can find our program page, which will probably be on the home page at the moment. It'll be up the top there, Lay Link, and you can click on that and follow us to social media where you can find all the links and the events for this weekend, which we'll be sharing with you at the end of the show. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, on Joy. And welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. We are so happy to be here.
We are.
Look, we've been talking about, Julia Gillard finally pulling the plug on the ACL conference.
Finally.
We've also been on rental discrimination, which is running riot, apparently. We've also been talking about, what else are we talking about?
Gay panic.
The gay panic law up in Queensland, which you can go over to the change.org website and, get on board and sign the petition and you'll love it. It'll be great. We're on to the Boy Scouts now.
Yes, but if you'd like to join into the conversation, send us an SMS on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, because you'd sort of forgotten that. I'm like, when's she going
to
say it?
I always get to it eventually.
Oh, see, and bang, we've already got a message. See, they're listening. Thank you, people. I appreciate that.
Thanks for making us not feel like we're insane.
Okay, so the gay scouts. the Boy Scouts in America.
I don't think they're gay.
Yeah, what a shame. They'd have a lot more members, though.
Oh, God.
No, just kidding. Okay, sorry. The Boy Scouts.
Back on topic.
The Boy Scouts. Now, we did mention a few shows ago that Jennifer Tyrell was a mum.
Yep.
Who, unfortunately, was told to no longer be the scout leader of her son's scout group because she was a lesbian.
Mm. So she was like a Cub Scout leader. She was like a troop leader.
Yeah, and she took them out to the whatever they did and to the parks.
They try and catch rabbits and crap like that.
All the little things they do. And here's a mum dedicated to the cause and thinking, yes, she wants to spend time with her son and a bunch of other, I think her son was 8 or 10, year old. So those kind of kids, she's happily going out to spend time with a group of kids like that. So, kudos to her.
Why?
I know. And here the scouts are like, no, you're gay, go away.
Well, basically they did. They didn't like the fact that she was a lesbian, and I think she ended up handing in her resignation or something, but I feel like she was pressured into doing it. There is more information. You can look up her name, Jennifer Tyrell. It's T-Y-R-E-L-L or something along those lines. So basically, the reason we're talking about it is because we have an update.
We do.
Yay.
Because she started a petition and got a lot of people, and got a lot of support behind it and a lot of support within the scouting organisation of parents also who were not gay straight parents and families who said, you know what, we actually have no issue with that. A lot of the kids in the troops were also behind her and supporting her. And the scouts have finally come out with a result. So they've decided that they're going to uphold the gay ban. And yes.
It's saying that on July 17th, an 11-member committee completed a two-year review of the matter and unanimously agreed to uphold the ban.
Yep.
Right. So their official statement is?
When the Boy Scouts does not proactively inquire about the sexual orientation of employees, volunteers and members, we do not grant membership to individuals who are open or homosexual or who engage in behaviour that would become a distraction to the mission of the Boy Scouts of America.
So basically they're saying that though they're not going to
Don't ask, don't tell.
It's a bit of don't ask, don't tell, yeah. They're basically, you know, they're saying they're not going to put it on the application forms to join. However, if you are open about it, if you are, you know, seen out and about with your partner by members of the Boy Scouts of America, if you are known to engage in this behaviour in any way, then they will basically ask you to leave.
Yes, they will also ask the boy if it's not just the parents who are being asked to leave, so not just the volunteers, it's also if the child who is a Boy Scout associates himself as gay.
Mm.
He's also being told he's now no longer welcome here and is told to leave.
Mm. Which is really ridiculous because, you know, Boy Scouts of America, from what I know, have always had a very strong basis of, you know, accepting kids how they are and letting them grow and become the men that they're going to be. And they're helping them, arm themselves with tools to further themselves in life. A lot of famous people were Boy Scouts. And now they're turning around and they're going, nah, changed our mind, not going to allow everyone in anymore. So basically they're like the cool kids in the school ground that don't want to have everyone play with them.
Oh, I don't think they're cool.
Well, they're uncool in our eyes, of course. But you get what I mean?
Yeah, no, I do get what you mean. And it's not fair. And the fact that they're discriminating against the leaders, okay. But the kids, seriously, if you've got a young child and he's already discovered that he's gay and he's here with his friends and you're now, you know, not allowing him to go here, that just really, that annoys me. But I did find a lovely statement.
I love it when you find statements.
I know. Well, you don't mean my research. So a few days ago, President Barack Obama.
Barack Obama.
He actually joined his rival, Mitt Romney. Sorry.
Well, are you all right there?
Yeah, that's all right. Sorry, I just find, yeah.
It happens all the time before you say certain people's names.
Yeah, I know. He's one of them. Not a big fan. Anyway, he's opposing the scouts ban on gay scouts and LGBT troop leaders.
Mm. And so this is Barack Obama.
Yes. Yeah. Now he's basically said that he believes that this he opposes discrimination of all forms and as such opposes this policy that discriminates on basis of sexual orientation. Now, he's actually been made a honorary scout member because of his standing in the community.
Mm.
And he's going to uphold that, but he's basically let them know that, hey, guys, don't find your new ruling okay and it's not good. So, yay, Obama. See, he's really behind the community. Gotta love him.
It's very nice to have a president that's so, you know, behind it. It's really nice.
You know, he believes the Boy Scouts is a valuable organization that has helped educate and build characters in American boys for more than a century, you know, and this is a part of our community, this is a part of our lives, and he feels that they should not be discriminating. So, well done, Obama.
Mm. Look, I mean, the Boy Scouts have been around for 102 years, and it really needs to be said that it's time to change.
Yes.
They need to move forward with the times.
Well, we'll just start the Gay Scouts.
Maybe we should.
Yeah.
Gay Scouts, starting with us. What's the little sign that they do? I don't know. Anyway, look, if you want to join the Gay Scouts or if you've got something to say about the Boy Scouts, please do send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au or head over to joy.org.au and catch up with our program page where you can join us on social media. You're with Tiana and Basha. This is our show, Lay Link, on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Please send us a text on 0427JOY949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au or head over to joy.org.au and find our program page, which should be on the homepage right now, and you can link up with us on social media. Basha, you have something to share.
Yeah, so Bella's saying that she's finding our show very informative tonight and she's loving it. We've also got a message saying that they're enjoying the show and the music as usual.
Thank you
very much.
Love a bit of feedback.
Mm. So now we're going to be talking about...
Well, what we have been talking about.
Oh, what we have been talking about. So we've been talking about the fact that Julia Gillard is no longer going to be speaking at the Christian Lobby Group because she's realised that...
That was a silly idea.
Yeah, so yay. We're talking about rental discrimination.
Yep.
Gay panic.
Yep.
In Queensland.
Yep, that's the law up there that we want you to all go to change.org.au and sign the petition against the gay panic law. It's silly. We've got to get rid of it.
And we've also been giving an update on the Cub Scouts of America, their ban on the mother.
Yep, and what Obama has said.
And what Obama has said in support of the community.
He's not happy, Jan.
No. Nah. Gotta love him. Wish I could vote for him, but...
Now, this next piece we've got here. Now, I'm a avid fan of Krista Burton's blog, Effing Dykes.
Yes, she's very entertaining.
She's very entertaining. She writes very well and highly amusing blog, so do go and check it out. It's Effing Dykes, E-F-F-I-N-G, Dykes with a Y. You can...
How would it be spelled otherwise?
Spelling it out for people, you know. It's a really awesome blog, and she basically says, you know, if you don't have any girl gaydar, she'll help. She has a lot of information.
She does.
She's a massive homosexual.
Yeah.
Right. Krista Burton. So she's very, very talented. And on the last blog that she posted, she said that she went to FemCon, okay, which is held in Baltimore.
Well, this year it was, yes.
This year it was. Now, I was reading through it and I was like, that's really cool, but what the hell is FemCon? And that was the main question that came out of her post. What is this FemCon? Can one go there?
Well, it's in America and it's already been, so probably not.
So it was held over the 17th and 19th of August.
Yes, in Baltimore.
Yeah.
And it's all about pulling the pieces together. So the annual conference is about, it's an area where they seek to explore, discuss and dissect and support queer femme women and men, I guess, because they've considered everybody in there. So, you know, they can go into an organization and find support and discuss issues that they're identifying with. So identity, culture, history. And then they do a lot of teaching. So learning, teaching, and connecting and building a community around this society. Mm. So that's sort of what the whole concept of FemCom is.
Yeah. So it's pretty interesting what they do. I mean, they hold a lot of workshops, panels, films, visual art gallery, performances, so on and so forth. They also invite femmes of all kinds and their allies to continue the conversation by participating in FEM 2012 as presenters and participants, which I think is a follow-up.
Yes.
Yes.
Now, they've been hosting this since 2006, so every 2 years they've been hosting it. So in San Francisco, Chicago, Oakland, and then, of course, in
Baltimore.
And I reckon we should have one in Melbourne or in Australia.
I think
it'd be
great. Get all the femmes together in Auslan.
Yes, I would appreciate that.
So basically, I mean, you can actually go and check out FemCon if you just want to give it a Google. It's www.fem2012.com/home/. Very interesting.
Yes, and they talk about femme visibility and stuff. They discuss issues on their blog and on their websites there in support of supporting the femmes and how we identify them and how we find them, unless they have to, you know, distinguishing features. So, Krista, what has she written?
In her blog or in the article that you've got?
In her article about Effing Dykes.
Oh, okay. Well, this is really cool. Basically, she was very depressed because her partner was busy going away and stuff, and her partner trying to cheer her up let her or gave her the reminder that FemCon was coming up, and she was like, yes, okay, all excited then. So basically, the way that she describes it is 3 whole days of close to 400 femme queers wandering around a hotel together, attending classes and having coffee and going to lectures and generally showing off their swag.
Hmm. And a lot of red lipstick.
A lot of red lipstick. Mm. And a couple of things that she learned at FemCon, which I had to have a laugh. She writes, at FemCon I learned, among other things, how to do my own drag queen glitter makeup.
Very important.
Extremely important.
Yes.
I'm wondering if I can get taught that by someone in Melbourne.
I'm sure we can put you in touch with some people.
Possibly. She says, politely ask someone at a play party, and that she found out very late what a play party was, if they want to do stuff.
Mm.
She found out how to boot black. What is boot black?
I was going to ask you that myself.
Can someone Google that, please?
Yeah, I'll be Googling that now.
What is boot black?
I do not know.
She found out how to fix her bike, seriously disable a large attacker while wearing heels, and make the largest earrings on earth by putting both giant hoop earrings and a large dangly earring in the same hole in her ear, thus creating a massively huge hoops with a giant swinging centerpiece. Skills, knowledge, and community. And she says she wanted to make out with everybody. And good news, everyone at FemCon wants to make out too.
See, that's good. They do a lot of, yes, making out, squealing and gushing over each other's outfits and swapping outfits.
So, I really love the way that she writes, but it's very difficult to get across the amusement on radio. If you do want to go and check out her blog, it is quite fascinating. It's effingdykes.com. You can find it just by Googling it anyway.
Well, Boot Black here says that it's someone who polishes shoes for a living. I somehow doubt that's what she's meaning.
Maybe it is. Maybe she's saying that she learnt how to polish her boots.
Why not? Because I think you need to learn how to do that.
I really hope that that's what she's talking about. Otherwise, just said something that's completely inappropriate.
Well, I'm looking at Google and this is what Google's telling me. So okay. Anyway.
She says that the conference flew by, but there were caucuses for femme sex workers, for femmes of colour, for deaf femmes, classes about loving your body and dance workshops, and classes for femme allies, and classes about fashion, and workshops about fucking wild femme.
Well, there you go.
Mm. So it sounds like a really cool thing, and I definitely think we need to get it in Australia.
Yes. And she went there with the aim of doing some further research.
Yeah, she was looking for a definitive femme look.
Yes.
But I think she got a little bit too distracted with
Yeah,
all
and
of
she
the
had a few questions
femmes.
Prepared, and she was going to do some femme speed dating. And the question she was going to ask is, what do we as femmes share gaydar-wise? What are our style common denominators, our markers? What marks us as femme? And how do we flag queer? But as she started her speed dating, she got very distracted and she forgot. Yeah, and she got a bit flustered. And after the speed dating, she had to go to her room and have a lie down because she forgot exactly what she was talking about. And then when she came back downstairs, she'd left her notebook upstairs and had completely forgotten about why she'd come to the conference anyway, for research purposes. Come on, Krista, this is why we have you here. Some of us need this research.
So she did find out a couple of very basic femme gaydar tip-offs, which I'm going to share with you. And I think this one's really funny. Lots of femmes have a particular extreme love for anything that seems to have a vintage, rockabilly or burlesque roots. This involves, among countless other things, bandanas tied in cute knots on the head, brilliant red matte lipstick, liquid black eyeliner, lip and Munro piercings, that's so true. Anyway, high-waisted skirts, shorts and pants, what better way to show off the femme curves, large, chunky, vintage-looking pairs of glasses, wedge heels, leopard print or polka dot, anything.
Yeah, see, apart from occasionally wearing, like, red lipstick, I do none of those.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear red lipstick.
Yeah, because I find it a bit too bright, so I usually go sort of the lighter sort of a pink. But yeah, see, I won't even do that. See? So, hello. And I think I'm pretty femme, so what the hell is going on?
Oh, my gosh. All right, well, she's pretty much... she's saying that a lot of femmes like pretty things mixed with a little bit of nastiness, which I think is very true.
Really? I'm listening. You've got me intrigued.
I'm not going to go into it that much. A couple of examples. A soft, pale sweater with an obvious black bra showing underneath. I've seen that. ripped fishnets or a put-together suit paired with a streak of purple hair or a cute candy-coloured vintage dress with serious stomper boots underneath. I've seen that. Oh, are you distracted?
Yeah, because I don't agree with this, but anyway.
You don't
agree?
Well, I mean...
Hey, look, I wear my suits, but I'm not going to put purple hair. But then, of course, I'm quite corporate, so, you know, it'd look a bit weird if I rocked up to a business meeting with purple hair. You know, people think, what's happened to her?
It might do. Look, if you would like any more information, if you want to have a read of this blog for Effing Dykes, we are going to chuck it up on our Facebook page. So head over to joy.org.au and you can find our program page and join and follow the links to social media. Now, you are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. We're getting towards the end of it. Look, our events this week are already up on our Facebook page, so do head to joy.org.au and follow the links to find us. You can check out all of the events up there, as well as little bits and pieces from our show tonight.
Yes, and I've Googled it, and I think that Boot Black has something to do with fetishes and leather.
Oh, lovely.
Oh, okay, that's not a good site to look at. it's not what I wanted to see.
Especially not on the Joy internet. Okay. Look, it has been a fantastic show tonight, talking about Julia finishing off her her ideas for talking at the Australian Christian Lobby Group conference, which was a silly idea anyway. And we've also been talking about rental discrimination and...
The gay panic.
The gay panic laws. You can head over to www.change.org to sign the petition against gay panic.
Yep. We also talked about the Scouts of America and their outcome and what Obama said. And we also read to you from Effing Dykes about Femcom.
Krista Burton is very talented.
She is.
All right, well, that's all from us this week. We'll be back next week, of course.
Good night.
Good night.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.